Jackson, Mississippi, to have us come tonight and share with you about what the Lord is doing in Bungoma, amen. And not only in Bungoma, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we are just blessed and amazed to be in this house. This is wonderful. I like the building. And the most thing I like is the sound. Well, if I don't preach tonight, then the sound will blame me. It's beautiful. So we are just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. Like what my brother Tommy has shared, this is our home church. And for some of you who don't know, this is our home church. 1996, when we were here with Mama Doris, I got ordained in this ministry, and I was having some struggle of making decisions. Because the Lord was speaking to me about starting or planting a church or being a pastor. I was the associate pastor somewhere, but the Lord was placing on my heart to do ministry. And I struggled for 1 year. And when God speaks to you and you don't do what he tells you to do, it can really eat you up. Obedience is better than
sacrifice.
When you don't obey the Lord, you will not be happy in your life. And I got encouragement then from Pastor Ronnie and said, Justus, God has called you and you better obey him. He began prophesying over my life. And when he prophesied over my life, we went out to lunch and I shared with him about what has been really eating me up. And he said, obey. Obey the Lord and move out and do what God has called you to do. And that's when we planned the church in Bungoma. And then from that church, right now we have planted around 46 churches, Word of Life churches in Kenya. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for what he's doing. God is doing great and amazing things in Bungoma. God is doing an amazing things in Kenya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, God is good. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I'll have a... say hello. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do.
We serve a God who changes not. That's why sometimes I can see, look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
He has done it for his glory. And we are so happy to be here. He might not say much about us. We have 3 boys, John, James, and Joshua. John is 20, James is 15, and Joshua is 12. I remember when Brother Dean came and baby... was it James or Joshua?
James
was very tiny. He was young. So we are happy to be home. When you're home, you're free. You can go anywhere. You don't walk like a visitor. And we are in the house of God. And we are not visitors this evening. And the Lord has prepared a table for us. Thank you so much for having us. We are so grateful. Thank you.
Amen. Let's have a short video from Bungoma. Just like that. Nothing high-tech about it. You can tell who made the video. It wasn't made by a media team from Word of Life somewhere. Then I realized when I have it on my computer, it's very clear. Then it comes to your thing, needs to be done about something, I think. Glory to Jesus. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all of you to Bungoma, Kenya. The doors are open. Opportunities to preach the gospel is open. Opportunities to reach out. And you wonder, what is he talking about? I'm talking about you coming to Bungoma and being a blessing to the people in Kenya. We always pray for people to come. And we pray that God may cause more people, send more laborers. You know, God has, there's a field that are white everywhere. I know even in Jackson, Mississippi, the fields are white. But the Lord tells us to pray for God to do what? To send laborers to the harvest. And on our part of the world, we are praying for more laborers. And Lord, send more laborers, that everyone in the village, everyone in the city or in town may be reached with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we are all about. We are not about anything else but to preach the gospel of Jesus. For Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power. It's the power that brings salvation to everyone that believes. It doesn't matter where you come from, America or from Africa. Anyone who believes the gospel will bring transformation and changes in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, we've seen great changes in our church. We began teaching the word of God, and we've been teaching and teaching and teaching. The Bible says the entrance of God's word brings what? Light to the simple. When the word of God is preached, it changes things. Changes people, changes things around. When people are changed, their environment will also change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so even in our church, we've been preaching and teaching. And a few years ago, we began praying and preaching and teaching and confessing good things. Speaking the things, into being the things which we want. And one of the things I told the church is that we are supposed now to move on, believe God that everyone will have a plot and build a house. Everyone will have a house. God is getting us out of those huts. Yeah. God's will is for everyone to live in a good house. God's will is for everyone to enjoy this life. And we began confessing that everyone is going to drive. And we say, we believe and we are confessing over your life. And now you get up. Now believe God for these miracles. God is beginning to do great and mighty things. Do you know what? When you guys came, did you see how many cars at our church? Not very many. Maybe two or three. Right now, 15 cars. At our church. Yeah. Several hundreds of people, 15 cars. It's a blessing. You know what began to be said around town is that our members come to us and they tell us people are mocking us. Say, what do they say? They say, you people are rich. You also go to that church. Which church? The church of the rich people. And I say, when they tell you the church of the rich people, don't deny it. Say it is true. Because Jesus was made poor so that we may become rich. And we are not just rich because of the money in the pocket. We are rich because God says we are rich. We are healed because God says We are healed. And when we believe what God says, and we align ourselves with what God says, we become what God says. But if we continue arguing with what God says, we don't know if it's true, we don't know if we should believe it or not, then there's a problem. And so we are seeing the changes of that God is bringing just in Bungoma. We are seeing the transformation that God is bringing in Bungoma. And so we tell them, keep on believing. Keep on coming for the word. Keep on coming for the word. Keep on coming for the word. Don't miss the word. Come for the word. The word, the word, the word, the word. Yeah. Woo! Come on. You know one thing? If you're looking for a church, you look for the church where they preach the word. Don't look for a church where they preach religion. Or where preacher preach about preachers. But where the word is preached. Woo-wee. I feel good this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that what I was supposed to talk about? Now sometimes you wonder, you know, after you've taken off, do you come back? And I think I'll just go around like that. Wind out, and land. The book of Acts chapter 2. Let's look at what God's word say. In verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers. Now, we talk about the success of the first church, the success of the church in the book of Acts. Their secret was not something hidden that they went to some Bible school to look for, or some secret meeting or counseling. It was very plain and simple. The first thing they did, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They continued in the word of God. They continued all the time. Woo. Don't shut me down. Don't pour word on me now. In Bungoma, we preach, and I want you to say amen, you say amen. So the African preacher just come for today. After today, I'm going home. Hallelujah. So it will be a good favor you just tell me amen. Hallelujah. You know, we like shouting. And sometimes shouting is good. Shouting is good. Shouting is good. I say shouting is good. Breaks down the walls, you know. Hallelujah. And even if you don't like shouting, my tribe is called Luo. And the Luos are known for noise. They're very loud. They could just be talking. Are people quarreling somewhere? When you get to where they're not quarreling. They're just having a conversation. So that's how we are. The word of God says they continued. The Bible says in Psalms 91 verse 1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They continued. Jesus said, if you abide in my word and my word abides in you, you shall ask whatsoever you will, whatsoever you want. And it shall be done unto you. If you continue in my word, then you shall be my disciples indeed. Hallelujah. So, you know, God wants us to a place where we can continue. We don't do it today and tomorrow We take leave from it. We don't believe today. The reason you are called a believer is because you are a believer all the time. You are supposed to be a believer all the time. When you are having a good time and when you are also going through a hard time. When you are faced with challenges and when you are not faced with challenges. When you are having food on your table and when you don't have food on your table. When you have money in your bank and when you don't have money in your bank. You are a believer all the time and a follower of Jesus all the time. And you ought to believe and continue steadfastly in the doctrine, in the word of God, in the teaching of the word of God. You have to continue in it. And so these people continued. They just continued. It is said that one of the successful principles, either in leadership, in ministry, in business, in anything, is to show up. Show up. What we teach our men sometimes is, not men in America, but in Africa. Maybe in America, things are they are different culture altogether. When people don't have food in the house and they know that life is becoming very challenging, they just avoid coming home or come home very late when the children are in bed. You don't avoid the problem. You're supposed to confront your problem. And if you don't have it, just show up. Just show up. Showing up is a blessing. It will overcome many things. When you don't show up, you're trying to give a different picture altogether. So they say that if you're having a business, you have to open every day. You can't open today and tomorrow you say, okay, I think yesterday I made $1,000 and I think that will take me for a few days, so I'm not opening today. When you are paid at the end of the month, you don't say, oh, thank God, I received my check. Whoo! Let me rest. Sleep in. And I'll go next month. When next month comes, what you had will be finished. So it's a principle. You know, God's word is a principle. It's a principle. When God gives, this is the way things are done, this is the way you are going to be blessed, you follow the principles. If you change the principles of how this house is wired, it will cause problems. It will not be okay. Things will not work out. If you come and disconnect some wires, it will not work out. You say, oh, we don't want the lights on the other side. We want the lights on that side. I'm just learning about lights, you know. The way it is here. Hallelujah. So you just have to let things work the way they are programmed to work. God has made it. This is the way. And God has given us people who teach us the word of God. They lead us into the place where we can have the word of God. Shepherds lead the flock to the water. Shepherds lead the flock to the green grass. When they lead you to the grass, they don't tell you now, you eat. I say eat now. I say eat. No, you eat. Eat. Drink. Come on, quickly. No, they don't. A shepherd leads the flock to the river. With his stick, he waits. So it's up to you. Drink or starve. Or die of thirst or eat or starve. It is not his responsibility to force you to drink the water. It's not his responsibility to force you to eat the green grass. But it always takes you to the green grass, even greener grass. And they'll grow grass for the sheep, for the flock. And so the flock has to come. So, in order for you to grow and be healthy, stop being picky. Every scripture is given for inspiration. It's good for us. When it is preached, it's good. We have preached, Christians who feel that when the word is preached, that word may not be for them. Every word that is preached is good. That's what the Bible says. It is good, and it's good for you. Now, the word is good because the word is not only for now, the word is also for tomorrow. So when the word is preached, when the Bible, the preacher gets up, or the minister, or the whoever says, sin not, the Bible says, God says, sin not. So he came to talk about sin. Oh, maybe there's a problem here. No, God does not want to put does not want you to fight fires. You know, God doesn't want us to be firefighters. God wants us to prevent the fires in our lives. If we know the word, if we know the word of God, and we receive the word in advance, the word prepares us for tomorrow and for the generations to come. I believe that because in my country, I have seen the families of the people who receive the missionaries. Their lives are not the same. It was many years ago, but their descendants after them, that the ones in government today, whether they believe God or not, whether they are saved or not, someone planted a seed for them by receiving the missionaries and by receiving Christianity in their home. Something changed. And the people who refused Christianity and they refused and said that is a religion of a foreigner, they didn't want anything to do with it, they are still the same way. So believing the word today is not only for me. It is for tomorrow. It is for my children. It's for our children's children. It's for the generations who come. It's not only for us. It's to change a generation. But if I don't believe the word now, I'll be a very busy Christian. If I don't live in the word and continue the word, I'll be a very busy Christian. Busy praying emergency prayers. Emergency prayer is when, you know, you have a problem again. Whoo, Lord, have mercy, Lord, where's the fire, so you're always a Christian with a bucket in your hands and calling all the neighbors with buckets. Oh, prayers, brother, prayers, brother, prayers, brother. Does that happen? Well, it can happen anywhere. I think people are people. Yeah. I know it can happen anywhere. I know it can happen. It can happen in America too. That's what I found out. I found out that people are the same. We have different needs and challenges, but we are the same people. We live at different levels, but we are the same. Yeah. We are same. So God doesn't want you to put out fires. Continue in the word. Steadfastly, every day, confessing the word, living in the word, preaching the word, testifying the word. You can't go wrong with the word. You can't go wrong with the word. You know, you have these guys who like getting too deep. I don't like getting too deep. Too deep. Until he can't understand even himself, you know. You get too deep until you forget where you started from. You can't get wrong with the word. If I get deep, maybe brothers, my brother might be knowing more Greek than me. But if I just preach the word, it's easy. I said it's just easy. I'll be a blessing to someone. I just said it. Nijibu kwa kila swali. The word is the answer to every question. Answer to every problem. Answer to every need. You can't go wrong with the word. And so continue in the word. Don't veer off from faith, from the word of God. Woo. And so they continued steadfastly. Steadfastly to me means they were focused. They didn't get to the right nor to the left. They were focused on the word of God. And because they were focused on the word, on the apostle doctrine, on the prayer, on fellowship, and breaking of bread from house to house, then great things happen. The Bible says that God released great grace upon the church. And that great grace is the favor of the Lord. The favor was released because people were open to the word, receiving the word gladly, with a pure heart and wanting to receive more word and more word and more word and preaching, Lord, to me, Lord, I need it. Oh. Can you say, I need the word? If I'm not preaching coming your way, you go like this, Lord, my way. My way, Lord, my way. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me. Hallelujah, speak to me. Because if you don't have hungry people, if you cook a meal for people who have already eaten pizzas and hamburgers, and you prepare a meal for them, they'll not gladly receive or eat what you have already prepared. They'll just complain. Oh, you know what? You know, he was just talking about me. He was talking about I don't know what. You know, in this church, the word don't touch me. I told one sister who felt that the word was not touching her. I mean, the preacher was preaching about her. I said, I think that's what we want. I would like for me as a pastor, when I get up every Sunday, to talk about you. Yes. Why do you want the prayer to be preaching about someone else when you have come to church? You came to church to be preached to. You came to church to hear the word. You came to church for God to service you, to change you, to transform you. You came to church for that purpose. Why do you want the word to be for someone else? So you can't say, oh, he preached about, you know, they just talk about people. You know, that church, they just preach about people. No, in that church, they should be preaching. The word should be touching people. And if the word is not touching you, then you need to pray. Pray, Lord, touch me. And if the Lord is not touching you, you need to pray even more. Lord, if I'm not touched here, then I should be touched elsewhere. Yeah, because the word should be speaking to you. So that the things, the areas you feel you're having, I don't know about that. Oh, God is speaking to me. Or just, oh, Lord, I'm willing. Speak to me. Lord, I'm willing. I want God to touch me. I want God to speak to me. I want God to change me, turn me around, change my life, mold me. Make me his the way he wants. But you see, I have self. And this self is always fighting. It's fighting inside me. Should I believe and not believe? Should I believe and not believe? And God, I believe, finds us very interesting because we are his creation. And so he looks at us and he wonders, hey, what's wrong with my creation? What's wrong? You know, he created you. He knows the way you should go. He's given you the Bible, the manual, the owner's manual. He's given us. Now you just read it, listen to it. It will direct your life. It will touch you. You go this way, you follow that way. You can't go wrong. We found out recently, when we've been coming to America, we get lost a lot. You know, we're going to some place, we're given the address, we print the address, and still we gave it like 1 hour because we're going to get lost for maybe 1 hour, 40 minutes, just getting lost. So you say, Tanya, 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 I turn. And so we go, oh, it's not here. Until now, we began to learn how the addresses in America, like this street going that direction, say 1400, East. So that's how they do it. Then we began knowing where we are going, began to learn, to learn, to learn. Then someone blessed us with a GPS. When you're blessed with a GPS, oh Lord, that has made our lives so easy. Just type in the address. And that lady begins to talk to you. In 0.1 miles, you are turning right on this street. Turn right on this street. And if you miss it, recalculating, recalculating. Takes you back. Recalculating. Please go and turn back and turn right and turn left. But you see, we are given the word of God. It tells us our lives. Everything about our lives is written in here. Everything about the plans and the purposes of God for our life and for future is right here. And so when I read this word, I listen to this word, I hear this word, every day I believe this word and I begin to walk in this word, I will be walking in God's plan and purpose for my life. Woo! And I stop walking around with buckets. It doesn't make any sense to you, but to me it does. Oh, here is not buckets. Here it is horses, yeah. Like a hose, yeah, you go, hose. And I go, hose, and they say, hose, what is a hose? So, hose. Over here you go, hose, you know, to put out fires. But to me, I was trying to not tell you about buckets, and you guys don't understand about buckets. Because for us, when the house is burning, you call all the neighbors and the neighbors come with buckets and they go get the water and they run, go, shoo. By the time they're done, the house is done. It's bad. It's bad. All of it is down. Oh Lord Almighty. So if you go continue in the word of God, you'll not be having horses all the time, depending on the house and calling the neighbors to come and help and everybody to help. Lord, speak to me. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I'm willing. I don't understand that part, but Lord, show me. I don't understand. That is a hard part. When I was raised, I was not taught that way. But Lord, help me. Help me to know more. When you want to know more, God by His Holy Spirit, He will help you to know more. And you become like Him. And you begin to walk according to His word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your people.